my PM News. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 3rd at 8:55. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing obviously a lot of volatility here the last couple of days as a result of the Iran-U.S.-Israel conflict here. First and foremost, everyone's attention is on the energy markets. And we do have crude oil surging higher on fears of the Strait of Hormuz closing. $5.81 a barrel higher now, $77.05 in front month. April crude oil futures, and that obviously is breathing some profitability thoughts into both the ethanol side and biodiesel side, and you've got soy oil seeing a good benefit of that as well. Back overall, we do have the front month corn, the March corn contract, I should say the May corn contract, now the front month after March went into first notice day here last week, up 3 cents right now, 4.48¾. July futures up 3.5 cents, 4.57¾. New crop December corn up 2¾, 4.72¾. First time we've been north of 4.70 in that December new crop contract in many, many months. So we are seeing a nice benefit of some uncertainty, some volatility, and pushing grain prices higher now. In the case of beans, May beans right now up 6¼, 11.70½. July up 6¾ at 11.82½. We've got that August contract up 6¼, 11.72¼. And new crop November bean futures now up 4 cents a bushel at 11.32¾. Also some of the highest levels we've seen in many, many months in new crop beans. Could be an opportunity out there. Soy products, we are seeing a decent strength there. Soy oil surging to multi-month highs here yesterday, following through again today. Currently up 66 points, 62.83 in the May contract. Soy meal has been lower, at least yesterday, but now turning a little bit higher, up $1.60 a ton at 314.50. Wheat, pretty ugly day yesterday, following through again to the downside today, down 4¼. Make that 3¼ in the July Chicago, 5.82¼. In the case of July Kansas City, we are unchanged right now at 5.88¼. Over in the livestock, due to the stock market seeing a 2+% loss, S&P futures down well over 100 points right now, bleeding over and giving a little bit of weakness into the cattle market. April live cattle now down 95, 232.15. The June's down 120, 228.45. And the August live cattle down 127 at 226.90. Feeder cattle also lower on the day. You've got May feeders down 202 right now at 346.50. The deferred also down 275 right now in the August feeders, and that is at 388.62. In the hogs, also a little bit lower, but not seeing as much weakness in the hog complex as we see in the cattle. April lean hogs down 55 right now, 95.02. The July is down 35 at 109.12. All eyes, as I mentioned, Kimberly, on the Middle East energy markets. The dollar also sharply higher, so there's going to be a lot of volatility until there's some resolution or at least a clearer picture of what's happening in Iran.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. 1A is coming up next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. This Friday at 11 a.m., you can tune in to Illinois Soul. You'll be able to catch live coverage from Chicago as the nation honors the Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson. That's Friday at 11 a.m. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.